Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Yankees, who again were shut out last night in what was a very, very frustrating ball game. Now, there are many things to go over and dissect from the game last night. I mean, the fact that the Yankees couldn't muster a single run when they had the leadoff man on second with nobody out in the ninth inning, when they had the ghost runner, obviously, in the 10th and 11th inning, still couldn't either move the runner over or just flat out score the runner for those three innings leading up to the 1-0 loss against the Angels. Good pitching by the Angels, great pitching by Clark Schmidt as well. But the Yankee bats non-existent, even with Giancarlo Stanton coming back into the fold. And a couple of things. Number one, this is why I still don't believe this Yankee team, the lineup specifically, is better than it was a year ago. The combination of Soto and Judge were great, and it offset a lot of the other issues that they may have. Okay, so ideally, and it's not the Yankees' fault they lost Soto, they did all they could, but when you get to the World Series, you want to be better than where you were a year ago. And they didn't do enough in the offseason. We said this at the time. They did not do enough in the offseason to compensate for the loss of Juan Soto. So what they did do instead, you know, bring in Bellinger, whatever. Okay, Jazz for a full year, sure. And we've seen how that's worked out so far. Goldschmidt, that was a great addition, although he's cooling off a little bit. But what they did was, again, heavily rely on the younger players. And this has been a pattern with the Yankees for years. And it's been a pattern that has not gone favorably for the organization. It's not the manager's fault. It's the organization's fault and the players' fault for not living up to, I mean, the players aren't developing the right way. The organization may be not putting them in the right spot to develop the proper way, but relying again on the young guys. Dominguez, Volpe, Wells. Those guys were expected to be impact bats. And they have not been. You know, Ben Rice to a lesser extent, now his role is probably going to be minimized with Stanton coming back a little bit, but even he's cooled off. But mainly coming into the year because Rice has been a nice find. I mean, when the Yankees were at their best this year, it's Grisham, Rice going nuts, in addition to Judge playing out of this world. Aaron Judge, I think, is in fact a human being. And he's going to have some slumps. He's also going to be pitched around. We saw that happen a year ago. Somebody else has to make them pay. Bellinger couldn't do it last night. If they're going to walk Judge, you got to make them pay. But he's not going to be able to do it by himself all the time. Okay, so who's up next? Well, when Grisham was going well, Rice was going well, offense was looking great. That's why some of the numbers are where they are. But look a little deeper and say, okay, well, what about the guys who were expected to be all-stars? Volpe, Wells, Dominguez. Those guys, and maybe not, if you want to say Dominguez wasn't expected to be an all-star this year, okay, maybe not, but when he first came up, everybody was comparing him to Mickey Mantle. So there's got to be somewhere from Mickey Mantle to where we're at now that might better suit Dominguez to be in between, which could be an all-star level. Who knows? I'll tell you this. I had higher expectations for him based on the height, based on what I saw from him in a short stint. I had higher expectations for Volpe based on what they said, based on the potential that we've seen. You know, it's not like we've never seen it from these guys. They've shown flashes. Same thing with Austin Wells. I legitimately thought Wells could be an all-star catcher this year. Neither of those, not one of the three, has been good enough. Even further, why is DJ LeMahieu still on this team? I mean, for goodness, he couldn't get a bunt down. I mean, if he's going to be on the team, the least you'd think DJ LeMahieu would be able to do is get a bunt down. Come on. Giancarlo Stanton. Hey, it's great to have Big G back. Couple of big bases. I mean, he missed 70 games. Okay, nice to see it, but that's kind of par for the course. And then when he does come back, he can't play the outfield. And also, they need to pinch run for him in a key spot. Because, you know, Stan's not great on the base paths either. Can't run, can't field, can't throw, but he can hit when he's healthy, which is a part of the time, which is a big part of the problem with the construction of the team, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, but Big G's their best postseason player. Yeah, I understand it. But look at the ramifications of when you have somebody like that on your team. And even in the game last night where he gets a couple hits and a big hit in the bottom of the ninth leading off with a double, you pinch run for him, and then his spot comes up again in the bottom of the 11th, and you have to have Dominguez hit from the right side against a lefty, which you don't want. There's a trickle-down effect there. Not knocking the move that Boone made, just saying that because there are limitations with a lot of guys on this roster, it could lead up to L's. And last night was just another ugly offensive performance. But the biggest issue that I have with the Yankees is the lack of development of the younger players. And this goes back for years. Whether it's Gleyber, Sanchez, Jesus Montero, Andujar, Frazier, Bird, David Garcia, Volpe. You know, Dominguez, it's still early. Wells, you could throw in. Like, this has been a thing with the Yankees. And it might be more of a thing because they didn't want to spend more money on a free agent this year with Bregman. Again, they tried for Soto. You can't fault them there. Okay, plan B, sure. Go get Fried. You trade for Devin Williams. You bring in Goldschmidt. You bring in Bellinger. You should have done some of that stuff anyway. And you really needed the third baseman. Now, Brian Cashman has been active, as always, at the trade deadline. So I'm sure the Yankees will find a way to get a third baseman. And that could change things. But it's not going to change the development of these young players. And if those young players, Volpe, Wells, and Dominguez, do not do what was expected of them or close to the high expectations, then I don't think the Yankees can be great. And I still believe that you need to be great ultimately to win a World Series. They almost got away with it last year. The Yankees were not great last year. They were not a great team. Early on, it looked like they were great. They were great with the Soto-Judge combination. They were great at certain points in with their starting rotation, mainly when Cole and Heel came back. And even before Cole came back, the rotation was very good early on. But they were not a great team, certainly since, what, June on. But they did get to the World Series. And to me, they've taken a step back since then. 888-808-1019, the number to call. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is in Bayonne, New Jersey. What's up, Johnny?
Well, my man, you always got the daggers, and I love it because I got my guns loaded, brother. I got my guns loaded.
Yeah, all right. I'm ready for it. What's up, John?
All right. Let's go first base last year, this year. Who's better?
Oh, the Yankees. No doubt Goldschmidt's much better, yeah.
Okay, same at second base for the same because Chaz was the same, just like Torres at the beginning of last year.
I don't think they're better at second base.
No. Yeah. Listen to me. Horrible, because Torres was horrible at the beginning of the year. Remember, he struggled. Okay? Shortstop's the same with Volpe. Third base, we were going pretty okay with Cabrera there, and he went down. You're right about LeMahieu. He's got to go, got to go, got to go.
Okay? He's been years old, but yes, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, he's got to go. No, he's got to go. Okay, now let's go to the outfield, left field. We're better than last year.
Well, defensively, Verdugo was god-awful. So, yeah, whoever's out there last year, defensively they were better with Verdugo, but offensively they were awful there. So, yes.
Okay, let's go center field. Last year we were better because Mr. Judge was there. Am I right?
Yeah. Even though it fits better with Judge in right as opposed to Judge in center and Soto in right, you're right. They were better in center last year. And in right field, you're going from Soto, who was all world, to Judge. So, yeah, they're going to be better, but it's incrementally better in right field.
All right, then let's go this year, right field. Better, way better.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think
we got all world there.
But you were all world last year.
No, we weren't.
Yes, you were.
You got Judge there. He's in the world, okay? So it's better, right field, than last year.
No. Are you talking about defensively or offensively?
Both.
No.
Okay. Both.
Yeah, but if it is better, Judge is all world, astronomical.
Well,
we know
thank
what he's,
you.
Yeah, but Soto was that last year as well. So you didn't need You didn't need an upgrade in right field.
Okay, but I'm just trying to show my point now. Now let's go to starting pitcher. We got Mr. Fry, don't we?
Fried, yes.
Fried, okay?
Yeah, but you don't have Cole.
We got Rodon is pitching, has an under 3 ERA.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, John, we don't need to go around the whole roster. Do you think the Yankees are better this year or no?
Yes.
Okay, I disagree. Yes.
Okay, and you're allowed to do that. That's what sports is about.
But tell me why you think they're better.
Why?
Yeah, the lineup specifically.
Okay, you got Mr. Goldschmidt there with Judge. Okay, you got Mr. Rice there. Okay,
both those guys have cooled off significantly.
Grisham was hot in the beginning too, which was carrying us.
Yeah. Okay, and he's cooled off now.
Yeah, but we always had the problem at short and third. We don't have the problem in left field.
So I don't understand how you think that they're definitively better as a lineup.
Okay, because we don't have no problem in left field. We don't have no problem at first base.
It's not true.
We don't have no problem in left field.
John, who's your primary left fielder? You want Dominguez or you want to go with Bellinger?
Both of them.
No, well, pick one.
I would go with Bellinger right now because of his defense.
Well, and then you're going to have Grisham in center field.
Right.
Okay, so you're better defensively. You're not better offensively than you were a year ago in the outfield. Not close.
Yes, we are.
No, you're
Verdugo.
Not. You're not. You lost Soto. You're not better offensively. I said defensively, yes. Jason Dominguez, who's been a primary left fielder, has 6 home runs, 3 in one game. How's that better? I mean, I don't want to look up Verdugo's numbers, but it can't be much worse than that. I mean, come on. Look, just because Verdugo and Rizzo were absolute zeros last year does not mean that the Yankees are definitively better in the lineup because they have Goldschmidt, who is better than Rizzo, who was a zero. Goldschmidt coming back down to earth all of a sudden, and maybe you'll see him split more time with Ben Rice. I'm not sure how Boone's going to work that, but you've started to see that a little bit. And Verdugo was a zero for the most part offensively. He had his moments maybe earlier on in the season. For the most part, was a zero. Dominguez, not much better. Better, yes, not much better. And you're losing Soto from that equation, who was great along with Judge. Bellinger is not that. I thought Bellinger would be better. I thought Dominguez would be better. I thought Volpe and Wells would be better. And so far in mid-June, those guys haven't been. Doesn't mean they can't be, but they haven't been. And we'll see. Time will tell if the Yankees are better. I'm not seeing it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Defensively, yes. Lineup-wise, no. Dan is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Dan?
How are you, Seth?
Good, Dan. How are you?
I actually agree with you. I'm a Yankees fan. This is the most inconsistent lineup I've watched in years, even with all those injuries, you know, back years ago. Just the hitters, just inconsistent. You know, Bellinger, Volpe, Dan, we already know he's inconsistent. Grisham, yeah, he's always been inconsistent. Jazz, always hurt, inconsistent. I don't get it. I feel like Cashman, he looked for the most inconsistent players to sign. I don't get it.
Yeah, the inconsistency is maddening. I value, if you've listened to the show or listened to me do any shows anywhere, I value consistency more than I do high-end potential. I'd rather a guy that I know is going to hit 260, put the bat on the ball, and just be a well-rounded player than somebody who could hit 300, but also could hit 220, who could strike out a ton, but also hit 30 home runs. Like, Jazz drives me up a wall because he should be better than what he is. He's a maddening baseball player. I wouldn't want him on my team.
To be honest with you, I think they were. I really do think they were better last. I think they're better last year. I do. Even with the defense being better this year, I think they were better last year. I hate to say it. Your boy.
Well, it's not even just about Soto. Think about this too, Dan, and thank you for the call. Gleyber Torres, Gleyber's offense was never really an issue, although he never really reached full potential to make it worth the other shortcomings. So they had to move on from Gleyber. But if you remember, in the postseason, Gleyber, Soto, Judge, lethal. Lethal. You knew when their turn came up, damage was going to be done. And that is not there this year. Maybe it was early on with Grisham, Rice, and Judge, but obviously Grisham, he's not what he was. He was ridiculous. He was performing like Judge. It was to a point where people were saying, and I understand why, having some fun with it foolishly, who needs Soto when you got the better outfielder in Grisham? Or who's the best 22 in this town? Ben Rice instead of Soto. The difference is what Soto did last year with the Yankees, irreplaceable. And you did lose with Gleyber Torres' offense. Like, that's a part of this too. So you could talk about, at first base, they're better this year with Goldschmidt versus Rizzo. They're better in left field because Verdugo was there and he's awful. Well, what about the offense that you got from Gleyber Torres? Especially down the stretch in the postseason. Jazz is not that player. LeMahieu's washed. He's been washed. Can't rely on the inconsistency from the Yankees is maddening. And it's not just the younger players. That, to me, is the biggest issue. But it's the inconsistency without the rest of the lineup as well. Steve is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Sal. You couldn't be more on the money than you've been saying. I think it comes down to a culture thing, though. I mean, the league itself is big on this whole, analytics. And once you get back to hitting home runs, hitting. Right, you said it yourself. Runner on second base yesterday, you couldn't pull the ball to the right side and move the runner over. Like, you can't do something so you could have fly ball score the run. Nobody's doing that. Cut back on runs. Start contact, finding contact hitters. Find guy. Look, 1998. I'll give you. I was just talking to the gentleman I answered the phone before he put me on. 1998. How many home runs on that team that won 100? Hit 30 home runs. Can you tell me?
No, I don't have it off the top of my head. But I'm assuming what one
I'll
guy.
I'll tell you right now. None.
Yeah, there you go.
None. They won 114 games and none hit over 30 home runs.
Yeah, and that was at a point. That was at a point, Steve. Your line, I don't know, was going in and out there. We appreciate the call. That was at a point too, if you remember. I mean, 1998, and I'm sure you do. The steroid era, like everybody was hitting a ton of home runs, and the Yankees were just playing baseball better than everybody else. And I'm not even trying to compare it to the dynasty Yankees. Look, that's what makes a dynasty so special. Those things don't come around even for the big, bad, mighty New York Yankees. The reality is, just because we lived through it, and you may have lived through it in the 70s, 50s, whatever it may be, it doesn't mean it's going to happen all the time. But you're always waiting for that next dynasty to come up. And it hasn't happened. But that's what makes that so special. So I don't even want to go back and compare it to those teams. But you can say winning baseball needs to be played by well-rounded ball players. You don't need stars at every position. And the Yankees don't have that. Now, they have players with star potential at a lot of positions. That's the appeal. Volpe, when he first came up, and I'm not so sure now, but when he first came up, there was star potential there. I believed he was going to be a star. We saw signs as recently as last year to start the year that might be the case. Dominguez, when he first came up, star potential. This was not like, fourth outfielder type stuff. This was, whoa, this guy could be a star. Austin Wells, same thing. Gleyber Torres, same thing. Gary Sanchez, same thing. Like, how many times do we got to go through it with the star potential and all the hype that we've heard about all these guys that I mentioned before? And yet, they don't deliver. They don't live up to the expectations. And the Yankees, in my opinion, did not do enough around him. Jazz Chisholm was an upgrade last year for a little while, and maybe it was just because of how bad the Yankees were, and then he came on, burst onto the scene with the home runs. But look, he's got a great attitude. He's fun, good personality, team guy, versatile. I like speed. I like all those things. He strikes out. He's a strikeout machine. He's a strikeout machine. He's the same type of hitter that has been a problem with the Yankees for years. They keep going after the same type guys. It's maddening. Is this Seattle all of a sudden? It is mid-June and every...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Single day it has been raining every day. I mean, there's no break from it. It's been rain. Forget about even the temperatures being a little light. I guess you'd sign for 70, but still. I mean, can we start to get warmed up for the summer here? Can I see the sun? The only good thing is I did shut the sprinkler system off, so save on water that way. But I mean, it's raining every day. I'd rather pay for the sprinkler water to water that grass. Give me some sun. Let there be light. What the hell is going on here? Every day. I don't want to get out of bed. You know, because the rain pattering on the window or, the roof. It's kind of cozy. But that's okay if it happens in March or April, I guess. Or in the fall. It's June. When are we going to have some nice weather? I guess this weekend's supposed to be a little bit, finally. Cross my fingers. Hope to see the sun. It used to be that the sun was out the majority of the time, and the rain would be, oh, crap, it's a rainy day. Like, that's the one-off. You know, like, the rain would be like the Yankees getting shut out. Well, it only happens once every couple of weeks. And now it's like, whoa, it's going to be sunny out on Saturday. Fire up the grill. Now the rain is the aberration. It's absurd what's going on here. If I wanted to move to Seattle, I would. What's up with the East Coast? Man, I mean, you know. Not like the commute and the congestion, all that stuff isn't bad enough. However you're getting in. Train, city, parking, just people everywhere. And at least you get to deal with that. The one thing we ask is in June, July, August, maybe you can give us some nice weather. Good God, I can't take the rain anymore. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Rob is calling from Sayreville. Hi, Rob.
Sal, how you doing, man?
What's up, Robbie?
You know, I tell you, I need BT back so that he could balance out your Yankee hate that you're always spewing over here. You got four games that we've looked like crap. There's no mistake. I agree 100%. You're still looking at a team that's 13 games over 500 in first place in their division, and, oh, 5 games ago, beat the piss out of the Kansas City Royals, who were a playoff team last year, scored 10 runs, I think 8 runs in the other game. And then to, in addition to that, you're talking about Dominguez and Volpe and Wells. All right, Wells, disappointment, but he's a catcher. You never get, you don't get too much production out of the catcher position often. Dominguez is a kid, and Volpe, the two of them are batting at or above league average. Volpe has gotten better and better each year in his third year now. I coach high school baseball.
By the he time got, Volpe got better? He got better this year? Where?
He's gotten better and better each year.
Look at the numbers.
No.
You can look at the numbers. I'll watch him play. Where's Volpe gotten better this year?
Okay, in the clutch moments, I wish he'd come through a little bit more. I'll give you that.
And, by the way, even if they're league average, they're not supposed to be league average. They're supposed to be better than that.
What I will say is he's still a young kid. By the time you figure, give him time to get in and get acclimated, 3 years is not that long.
Okay, so then, right, so we got to, so that's part of the problem, where you accept less than, and I don't. I don't tolerate learning at the big league level, especially when it comes to the New York Yankees and trying to win a World Series. Now, you want to be soft and not let that bother you? That's on you. Yeah. I have higher demands
it's
and higher expectations.
Yeah, we made the World Series last year. This is a good team. This
right.
is not like it's some team that, you know, they don't stand
it's,
a chance.
It's not
this
the same.
A good team that's gotten incrementally better in a lot of key spots.
No, I don't think they are. They made the World Series last year. The lineup to me was better. I've said that many times. Do you think the lineup is better this year?
I think the lineup is better top to bottom, yes. Do you miss out on a guy like Soto? 100%. But top to bottom,
so where?
100%.
Where is it better?
The 7-8-9 spots.
Yeah,
last year it was a hole.
Yeah, it's still a hole. That's the point. It's still a hole.
It's not as bad. It's a smaller hole.
Yeah,
it's not as bad of a hole.
Rob, first of all, it has nothing to do with Yankee hate. So you could say the Yankee hate all you want. It has nothing to do with Yankee hate. I think your Yankee love is blinding you, and thank you for the call from what the reality of the situation has been for years. And you're right. The Yankees made the World Series last year. You want a medal? Did you hang a banner for that? They made the World Series last year. I mean, it's the Yankees. The Mets used to be mocked for doing crap like that. Wow. You won a pennant. Congratulations. It's about time. You've been around since 1962. What'd you win? 4 pennants? Congrats. Sal, you hate the Yankees. We made the World Series last year. You did. And you lost in 5 games and got embarrassed in the process and then lost one of your best players in the offseason and did not replace him in the lineup. Now, it's impossible to replace Juan Soto, but Bellinger hasn't been as good as the expectations were, and all those young guys have not lived up to their expectations. So it's not Yankee hate, it's reality. The reality also is, to your point, that the Yankees are still a good team and have as good a chance as anybody else in the American League to get to a World Series. But just like I doubted them last year and ultimately was proven right in the World Series, I doubt them again this year, even more so because they don't have Juan Soto in that lineup. Now, the way the Yankees look on June 17th could be totally different come July 31st. Maybe they add a bat or two. Maybe they fortify the bullpen, add an arm, whatever it may be. I trust Brian Cashman going to try to do that. Try is the key word there because it's not like the Yankees haven't tried. They just haven't done it. And if you, as a Yankee fan, are okay with getting to a World Series or having a 2.5-game lead in the AL East or trotting out DJ LeMahieu or the underperforming younger players, you could be okay with that. I'm not. I'm sorry, but I have higher expectations and standards for all New York sports teams, especially the Yankees. That's where we have a difference. Robert is calling from Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Sal. First time, long time.
How are you, Robert?
How are you? Yeah. Good. I got three quick points to make.
Go ahead.
LeMahieu is the new Aaron Hicks. The organization is a problem. Why we don't develop players better. And the biggest problem really is the Steinbrenner family because they're the new the Yankees are the new Wilpon Mets. If George was alive or if any of the Steinbrenners hated losing as much as George did and only valued championships, if they would have got, if that person was around and they would have and they lost last year, they would have spent whatever they had to spend to win this year, to fill the holes to make this a complete team. It's an incomplete team. It's an incomplete bullpen. It's an incomplete team from 1 to 26. And everything you said is spot on. I'm a Yankee lover.
Yeah.
I'm a Yankee lover. And when for me, like I said, for me to say, these are the we're the Wilpon Mets now.
And now I think you're taking it probably a little too far there, Robert. I wouldn't go there. I mean, the Mets under prior ownership never had sustained success to the level the Yankees do. But that might almost be the worst thing that could happen to this team. And thank you for the call, Robert. We appreciate you checking in. Because the Yankees always win, and they're always, like, they do it better than most, right? They've been, how many years in the postseason we went over? The last 30-plus years. They've always made the playoffs. So we kind of take it for granted. And it gives the organization an out to say, well, look at what we've done. How many teams would kill to be in this exact spot, make the playoffs, you know, 35 of the last 38, whatever the exact thing is, I can look it up if you care, but you get the idea. The majority of time of the existence for the last 30-plus years, since 95, the Yankees have been in the playoffs. And that is freaking hard to do. And they deserve a ton of credit for that level of sustained success. However, maybe they could have benefited along the way from bottoming out. And when they did miss the playoffs, they still stuck with what they believed in, mainly Brian Cashman, and their philosophies throughout the organization, which you could give me the analytics, the data, all those different things. Whatever they're doing from the lower levels on clearly isn't working when it comes to developing players properly. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Go back. I gave you the list of guys before, an endless list, and I'm sure there's more. Go back and compare the expectation versus the result from all those young Yankee players, whether they traded for them, whether they drafted and developed them themselves, whatever it was. They have almost all, outside of Aaron Judge, fallen flat, in most cases far flat, of the expectation from the young players. That would indicate to me not a lack of spending, but a lack of developing the players properly at the lowest levels. And that is the biggest reason why the Yankees haven't been able to get over the hump and win a World Series or two since 2009. And this year, part of absolving the Juan Soto blow, because again, that's not their fault. They tried to bring him back. They wanted to bring him back. They saw the greatness that he and Judge were a year ago. Couldn't bring him back. Okay, so what's next? And they went out there and had a solid offseason. I don't think it was great. And maybe next year will be better. Maybe they'll go get Kyle Tucker, or maybe they figure out a way to trade for Devers if the Giants don't want. Like, I'm sure the Yankees still going to be big game hunting, which should help. But right now, a big part of trying to replace that offensive greatness that they had with the 1-2 tandem a year ago was Bellinger and the young guys. And they've all fallen short. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be like that from now through the rest of the season. Maybe, miraculously, they figure it out. Maybe Bellinger starts going nuts, which he's going to protect Judge. Maybe Dominguez starts going nuts or Volpe picks it up. They've got the potential. They just haven't been able to do it consistently enough to be a real potent lineup, which would be the best of their potential. And if they reach that, then they would, in fact, be a great and dangerous team. Big series starts tonight for the Mets. They'll be back in action after the off day yesterday, licking their wounds after getting their clocks cleaned at home by the Rays over the course of the weekend. Pitching starting to fall apart a little bit there, so I know there's some concern. I mentioned yesterday my concern will be with Pete Alonso. He had some awful at-bats over the course of the weekend and just looked like old Pete. And we've seen the Mets and Yankees kind of revert here. The Yankees, you know, showing their weaknesses, that has been the case for years. They started to show that over the last four games or so. And then Pete Alonso, who was a, I don't want to say a weakness or a problem, but he certainly wasn't any good for the Mets last year, where he was unimpactful. And he started to have some of those at-bats. I'm not worried about the results necessarily. You're going to ground out in double plays. You're going to strike out with the bases loaded. Like, those things happen. I'm more worried about the at-bats and the lack of quality at-bats, where Pete starting to look like last year's Pete. And that just cannot continue. The Mets will not be able to survive that. And it needs to end now. The Mets losing streak is one thing. It's not just, oh, well, okay, stop the bleeding. It's because it's the Braves. If this were anybody else outside of the Braves and Phillies, who, by the way, they happen to be playing over the course of the next 10 days or 10 games here, three in Atlanta, three in Philadelphia, four back at home against the Braves, this might be the most crucial stretch of the Mets' regular season. They've got to be able to end it now and put the Braves to sleep once and for all. Go down to that place, which outside of last year, game one of that doubleheader on that Monday and the makeup game, the Lindor incredible home run to get the Mets into the postseason, it's been a house of horrors. And the Braves have owned them. The Mets have yet to look them in the eye and put them away. They could have done it on that day last year. They didn't. The Braves also got into the postseason. Yeah, I know the Mets let off the gas, whatever it may be. You get the point. There's still unfinished business as it comes to the Braves, who happen to be 13 games back and eight games under. It's time for the Mets to make sure they put the hammer down and show the Braves who's the team to beat in the National League East. And if they don't, that's going to open up a whole nother can of worms here to where people are going to start doubting the Mets again, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. As great as they've been so far this year, they haven't proven anything. They haven't had sustained success. They haven't won a division. They've got a lot to prove here, and this is part of it. You know, the Yankees don't have much to prove in the regular season. It's all about the postseason with the Yankees, so that's why we hold them to the higher standard. And eventually, you hope that the Mets will get to that point. If this year, it should be about the postseason, but they also have to prove themselves in the regular season. Yankees win the division. Yankees are in the postseason almost every single year. Mets, if they get there, it's been the wild card. Time to win the division here. Are you big boys or are you not? You want to swim with the big boys in the deep end? Go win a division. And it goes a long way in beating the Braves, burying them starting tonight. Pat is in Southington, Connecticut, talking about the Yankees. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Sal, big fan of the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think your criticisms of the Yankees, a lot of them are fair. But I think the way you criticize their lack of developing the prospects goes a little bit too far. Because I think what you're failing to recognize is they also do a great job of developing the pitching side of their prospects. I think you only really hit on the positional players. I mean, even Volpe, yeah, he hasn't been a star. He leads the AL East in WAR right now for shortstops. I'll take that. Wells is on pace for 30 homers with above average D. I'll take that for my catcher. Mm-hmm. Jason's been a disappointment. Will Warren's been great. Luis Hill, while he's hurt, is a reigning AL Rookie of the Year. And Clark Schmidt, I don't know if you saw him pitch last night, 7 shutout. He's been great the last 2 years. I think
He was great last night. You can't say he's been great the last 2 years. He hasn't even been healthy fully the last 2 years. So he's good and he has potential, but I need to see a lot more from Clark Schmidt.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. He's pitched in the postseason and did well in the ALCS. He's a proven number three.
I like Clark Schmidt. I'm not knocking the Yankees pitching. They've done a good job, especially last year. I mean, Luis Gil is hurt, unfortunately. Cole is hurt. They could be even better. I'm not knocking the Yankees pitching. I would knock them more for their free agent signings as far as the pitching goes. But, you know, look, Gerrit Cole was great. But the way the Yankees go out there and spend money on the starting pitching, you shouldn't have to do that. And they've done it for years, chasing guys, whether it be trades, whether it be free agency. But I'm not knocking the pitching. This is more about the lineup.
Yeah, no, I get that. But it feels like you're overly critical of the Yankees prospects when if you compare them to the Mets' so-called top prospects the last couple of years. I mean, well, was he not the number one prospect in baseball?
Pat, let me ask you a question. Why do you feel the need to bring the Mets into the conversation? I'm legit curious.
Because I feel you're not critical enough of how they've developed their top prospects over the last couple of years.
I'm not talking about the Mets. I'm talking about the Yankees. When the time comes to talk about the Mets, there's nobody, and I mean nobody, in this town that's more critical of the Mets than me. So you're barking up the wrong tree with that bullcrap.
Well, if your point is that the Yankees rely on their prospects more than the Mets do this year, that there's some
my
logic
point
there.
Mets, Pat. My point is that this is the New York Yankees. You're making it about the Mets. I'm making it about the Yankees. I'm sorry that I hold the Yankees to a higher standard than you do. I'm trying to see a great team to go win a World Series for the first time since 2009. It's a long time ago. You remember that, right?
Yeah, but okay. are you expecting these prospects to be all-stars immediately?
Yes,
I mean,
it's year three for Volpe.
Impacting the team.
It's year three for Volpe. Is that
his
immediately?
OPS has jumped up like 70 points this year.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, his OPS. Well, what's he hitting? What's his batting average? How's the power?
Like 240?
That's good? You think that's an all-star? Anthony Volpe was supposed to be. Brian Cashman, the GM, said it to me himself. BT and I had him on. He said it to us himself that he expected him to be a star. You think Anthony Volpe's been a star? I mean, come on, dude. Jason Dominguez didn't even play in the minor leagues. Let the kid develop. The Martian. You don't get a nickname like The Martian because you're hitting 240 with six homers, three of which came in one game against the crappy A's. Come on. And yes, the point is that the Yankees are relying on these young guys on a team that is expected to go compete to win the World Series. So yes, the Mets have their own issues. I'll do a whole show on them. We've done that before. This is about the Yankees. Where's Spencer Jones, by the way? Yeah, he'd be fine too, right? God, come on. You got to have some self-respect as a fan. You're apologizing and making excuses for these guys. You're right. I'm wrong. They've done a great job developing. Really, Dominguez is lighting the league on fire. Volpe is a stud. He's been tremendous. Quality at bats last night. Big spots. A little bump in the road for Volpe. Jim is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sal. I wanted to talk to you for so long.
How are you, Jim? Thanks for making the call.
Good. I'm originally from Astoria, Queens. Now I live in New Hyde Park. Anyway, I just wanted to bring up a couple of Yankee points here. The Yankees employ like an 11-man rotation with their everyday players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now that Stan's back, if he don't play, him and the kid could be sitting. Because last week they were saying they don't have a good bench. But they got two stars sitting every night on the bench.
Well, they have two players who you'd want in the lineup on any given night. Now, again, these things usually work themselves
out.
Ben Rice has cooled off. Goldschmidt cooling off a little bit.
Trent Grisham cooled off.
Right. And there's no way to have Stanton. I mean, unless you're going to put Rice at catcher, which I wouldn't recommend doing. And if they do that, it's not going to be often.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay,
either.
Right. And I don't think they're going to do it. If they do it, they're not going to do it often enough.
But this is a good problem to have. And, I'm disappointed with the Yankees, too. But, some of the good things they have, like Volpe has 20 doubles.
Mm-hmm.
He leads the league almost a double.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Like, again, you guys keep bringing up stats. Like, Yankee fans are very good at bringing up numbers, and thank you for the call. I'm not concerned with him leading the league in doubles. Again, that's great. I have higher expectations for him. Don't you? So are we just supposed to sit back and say, hey, maybe you could. BT says this. He doesn't expect Volpe to be a star. Okay. But then that's already a loss because you were expecting Volpe to be a stud. So what are the expectations for Dominguez? Let's leave Volpe out of it. You guys are satisfied with Volpe? You're right. He's a top shortstop in baseball. We can see it. It's clear as day. I mean, those at-bats, that's a Volpe. When the bat hits the ball, it goes into the glove. That's a Volpe. In a big spot, he leaves his Tim to rot. That's a Volpe. But he's fine. Can't get a hit with a man on base. Ba, 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 ba. That's a Volpe. Volpe's fine. Forget about him. Although it is fun doing this, I must admit. How about Dominguez? And this is not ripping on Dominguez. I said it weeks ago, and I was mocked by BT and some others. Dominguez should be in the minor leagues. Should be in the minor leagues. Not because he's not good, because you want to develop him the right way. Let him learn to play the game. So when he does come up, you're comfortable with him in the outfield, and you're comfortable with him being an impact bat from both sides of the plate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.